Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If you are not the concert-going type and you like some comedy, we know that J-Fig and Marcos do a great job working their magic over at the Improv. And Michael Rappaport is joining us here on the show on the Gendel Toyota Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Michael Rappaport will be at the Miami Improv Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with 2 shows each on Friday and Saturday. Michael, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
How are you guys? I appreciate you having me. How's everything going down there?
It's good, man. It's going good. You know, we're actually happy to have an exciting football team, and you know, Tua and Waddle and Tyreek Hill are killing it right now. So people are happy down here in Dolphins land.
Let me tell you something. As you should be. What a crazy season! Just everything that Tua's been through with the injuries and Waddle and Tyreek the freak. And listen, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and BS you and tell you that I am a full-time Miami Dolphins fan. But I will tell you that Tyreek Hill was my number one pick on my fantasy football team. And I love that man so much. And he's done so much for me and my fantasy football team, Rappaport's Delight, a.k.a. A History of Violence. Also, Sanders... if I picked him up this week as my kicker, Jason Sanders. Of course, I have Robert Mozart on my bench. And it's just been a great season for the Dolphins, and they have superseded and all expectations. So I'm happy for them. I'm happy that Tua is playing well and healthy. And I'm happy for my number one pick, Tyreek the Freak, kicking butt. And I'm also happy to be coming down there playing shows at the Miami Improv again. I'm looking forward to it.
Were you mocked in your fantasy league for taking Tyreek number one? Because I was a homer pick. I understand, but I was excited to have the cheetah down here, and people mocked me for it.
I mean, I didn't get mocked. I mean, I think there were some questions on whether he'd be able to live up to the expectations, you know, without Pat Mahomes. But you know, I went into the draft focused. I went into the draft winning to dominate the draft because, you know, so much is left on the table at the draft. But if you win the draft, essentially you're putting yourself in a position to win the league. And he's been great. I mean, listen, he's been great. And it's been a crazy season for you guys, but it's been fun. And him and Waddle and just the whole crew, it's been a great football season across the board. But I'm sure it's been exciting for diehard Miami Dolphins fans.
No, Mike, no, it hasn't. You know why? Because fans down here, they get excited about winning games, and then they go, you know it's coming. You know it's coming. You know,
it's a tortured fan base.
Right, but so what? Enjoy the season.
I am enjoying the season. It's been a
lot. How come people?
Listen, if you want to you know what's coming, you're talking to a New York Knicks fan. So don't talk to me about you know what's coming. We know what's coming. We understand what's coming, what's happening, what's lurking, meandering around the corner. Knicks fans. So I understand what you're talking about, but you're not going to get any sympathy about the Dolphins not winning a championship lately. The New York Knicks are pathetic, such an average basketball team.
Were you furious this summer, Michael? Because I think both Heat fans and Knicks fans both thought they were going to get Donovan Mitchell. Were you furious when the Knicks did not pull the trigger on that one? Because you had a gazillion draft picks.
No, I wasn't furious because I felt like, as much as I like Donovan, I like him as a player a lot. I think he's also a great young man. I think that what they were going to have to give up was too much. But, you know, it's proven, you know, you need dudes. You need guys. You need stars to win. And I think Donovan, as good as he is, I don't think he's a number one, number one. And I think we would have had to give away too much. And we're just, you know, comfortably average. We're comfortably average once again. I don't know what's going on with the Miami Heat. I don't know when you guys are going to get it together. I'm surprised that they've been sort of, you know, haven't bounced back from last season. They came so close. It's a great time of the year. We got basketball. We got football. We got, you know, college basketball. We got college football. It's just the greatest time of the year for sports fans.
Yeah, well, the problem down here, Mike, is that nobody's healthy. They only dress 8 guys a night. And so that's what's been killing the Heat. But as soon as everybody gets healthy, I'm more than sure they'll turn around a little bit, and they add John Collins.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll turn it around. The Miami Heat are always competitive, and you know, the quote-unquote culture, they live up to the expectations. If you have a team like the Miami Heat that, you know, people talk about the culture, and then you talk about the New York Knicks, we have no culture. We have no tradition. It's like every single year they change the lineup. It's like new coaches, new players. So when you don't have a culture, we can appreciate a franchise that actually does have a culture and some tradition.
We're talking to Michael Rapaport. You guys catch him at the Miami Improv Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. He's got 2 shows each on Friday and Saturday. So go catch him at the Miami Improv. Great little venue there. How much are you enjoying stand-up comedy, Michael?
I love doing it. It's a lot of fun. It's unpredictable. The response back and forth from the audience. It's a never sort of ending way to communicate and express yourself, because as long as you're living, as long as you're, paying attention to what's going on in the world, there's something to talk about on stage. I got a lot to talk about this weekend at the Miami Improv. I know it's a big week in Miami. Let me ask you a question. I know that Art Basel is coming down there. How do the locals feel about Art Basel?
We
is it
hate
Basel
it.
Or Basel? What is it? You can't stand it, right?
We hate it. They're like, there was one year.
Well, what is Art Basel? What is this craziness?
All right. Well, there's these artsy fartsy people. They go to be seen to take little Instagram photos. That one year, a banana sold for like $500,000. Which is only something that could happen down here. You know, it's a scam-filled city, and they were just like, look, it's a banana taped to a wall. That's art. And somebody bought it. And there was at one point, I believe, didn't somebody steal the banana, Marcos, off the wall, and they had to replace it?
For sure. But now they made the point that they sold the idea, not the banana itself.
I think they even make a replica, and they put it downstairs.
Wow.
Of this very building.
It's a good banana, dude.
So,
who's the dummy who bought that banana for $500,000? I don't care how much money you have. That has to hurt when you wake up from your bender.
He bought Twitter
from Art Basel or Basel. What is it, Basel or Basel?
I believe it's Basel.
I heard it was Basel.
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 Yeah, Basel.
Like Basel.
But that's what it. No, the locals hate it. It's a place to be seen every single year. People fly in, and I don't understand. You could, you know, put a garden hose there, and that's art. That's how it works down here.
Well, I'm looking forward to my shows. I love the city. I really do have an affection for Miami. I love the city. I love the food. I love the people. I love the sort of unpredictability of it. One of my favorite things to do, I think it's an underrated sort of thing to do when you come to Miami, or if you live in Miami, is to just go into a Rite Aid or a CVS, because who needs to like jump off buildings? Who needs to go to Disneyland? You could go into a Rite Aid or a CVS, and you just never know what's going to happen in there. I mean, the experiences that I've had in Rite Aids and CVS, I've seen people making out. I've seen people having conniptions in there. That's one of my favorite things to do, is to just go into the supermarkets and the drugstores and to just watch people freak out in Miami.
And there's no supervision anymore because it's all self-checkout. So there's nobody policing it anymore either.
No, there's no one policing it. Everything's locked up, but you could still steal everything. It's I mean, it ain't much different in New York, but I've really seen some good ones in Miami.
Michael, before we get you out of here, we Leroy played for Michigan. He took great delight this weekend. He got to rub it in every Ohio State fan's face. I love it. You know, when, you know, the Warriors come to town, I love to laugh at all the bandwagon Steph Curry fans who get to walk out of the building and just rub it in their face. Who is Michael Rapaport as a known bleep talker? Who is your favorite fan base to talk bleep to when your team gets the better of them?
Oh, that's good. It has to be well, when it comes to basketball, I mean, you know, it's not the old days, and I say old days, I mean in the 90s, the late 90s, early 2000s, you know, what you guys did to my guy Jeff Van Gundy, the Miami Heat-Knicks rivalry used to be fun, but consistently the one that'll never go away is the Boston Red Sox and the New England Patriots. And I'm not even a baseball guy. I really don't know much or follow baseball. But I think I get off on the Boston Red Sox losing more than I get off on any other team actually winning. That's how sick I am.
It's hard to agree. Any time Boston takes any defeat, that fan base is a delight. We can all unite on that.
Yes,
100%. When they lose, the rest of the country celebrates. And I'll even bring in the people of Philadelphia, who we have rivalries with, but the Boston fan base, I'm talking about soccer. I don't care if it's lacrosse, badminton, flag football, horse racing, anything that goes wrong with Boston sports fans, I'm happy about.
Michael, we appreciate the time, and go catch a Miami Improv this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Two shows each on Friday and Saturday. We have a pair of tickets, Marcos, to give away to one of Michael's shows.
Indeed, we got a pair of tickets to give away.
All right, give it to caller number 5 right now to 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller number 5. We'll get a pair of tickets to one of Michael's shows this weekend at the Improv. We appreciate the time, Michael. Thanks so much, man.
Thanks, Michael.
I appreciate you guys. Don't waste any money on banana art this weekend, fellas.
Absolutely not. Art Basel is the worst. But I'm gonna try and sell something as art this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm gonna dress like a beatnik.
Please do it.
Wow.
And I'm gonna be, yes, this is my art right here. What do you think?
Beatnik.
Yeah.
What's a beatnik?
You know, like an artsy fartsy guy.
Hey,
cool cats. Yeah, it is.
It's not.
Yeah, everybody knows.
Dude, like,
do you know?
No, he doesn't!
You kind of look like a beatnik right now with those small glasses.
Oh, gosh.
You said you liked the look. He looks good.
I know, but then he, you know, went at me about the fourth down thing, and I was, you know, I'm lashing out, admittedly.
Lashing out.
Wow. Now, you know what? You may be right, dude. I'm looking at this beatnik thing. It's kind of like a poet. You know, they wear those berets or whatever.
Yeah. So
I'm a cool cat.
Sell a banana for $500,000.
Yeah.
It's no thing. What is money anyway? You just make up money. You could buy yourself a stadium with fake money.
Wow.
And then a judge will make you keep that name. Yeah.
Kato Mate.
All right, we got people calling in for the tickets. We'll take a quick break. Hour 2 coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.